Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 6th. I almost called today Thankful Thursday, but that's Tuesday. I want to call today Tranquil Thursday. And I think the reason I want to call it that is because God calls us to contentment in Him, to peace in Him. And so when we end the podcast today, I'm going to pray scripture over you, scriptures for peace for your day, for your life, for your family, and for our community. We're in Song of Songs or Song of Solomon, and this is a beautiful picture, a beautiful book about the love between a husband and a wife. I'll be reading chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. My beloved spoke and said to me, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in the land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with their tender grapes. Give a good smell. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away." Before we move on, I feel like we need to talk about this passage a little bit. So there's definitely a literal meaning here. There's a lover who is calling his beloved to join him. And he says, the winter is past and the rain is over and come away with me. It's this idea of an invitation to intimacy or to deeper connection. And then there's also the spiritual meaning for us as believers that God is calling us as his people into a deeper relationship with him. There's been all of these different allegorical readings of Song of Solomon. I'm not really sure which is correct, but I do know that God in this season and in every season is calling us to come away, to steal away, to spend time with him, and to realize our deep dependence on him, whether we're in poverty or whether we're in wealth, whether we're in good times or we're in bad times, that ultimately our rest and our security need to be in him. And now let's turn over to the book of Matthew, chapter 20. I'll be reading verses 1 through 16. And the title of my Bible is A Parable of the Workers in the Vineyard. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Again, he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, "Why have you been standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, you will receive." So when evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first." And when those came who were hired the 11th hour, each received a denarius. But when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more. And they likewise received each a denarius. And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, "These last men have worked only an hour, and you made them equal to us, who have borne the burden and the heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good?" So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. According to my study Bible notes, this parable reveals important truths about God's grace. No matter how many hours they worked, all workers were paid the same wage, the wage that was promised. The workers hired first represent Israel, the recipients of God's covenant promises. Those hired last, at the end of the day, represent the Gentiles, who were offered the same salvation available to the Jews through faith. This passage reminds us that God lavishes His grace on those He chooses, and aren't we so grateful today that the Lord has chosen us and that He has called us into salvation and He has redeemed us and He has saved us by His grace? We are not worthy, but we look to the one who is, to our Lord Jesus, and as we behold Him, we seek to become what we behold. Our final reading today is from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to Him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Let me say those again for us, and as I do, Lord, would you open our hearts and Holy Spirit convict us where we need to be convicted. The Lord hates a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together, as we're challenged to deeper dependence upon the Lord, as we're reminded of the great gift it is to be a part of the body of Christ, and as we're called to self-examination. Our scripture passage this week that we're memorizing is Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, and it says this: "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." As I said at the beginning, I'm going to end the podcast today by praying over you verses that I hope will remind you of the peace that we can have in Christ. And then I'm going to play the anthem from Sunday's worship because it was so wonderful. Help us, Lord, to lay up our treasures in heaven. Will you pray with me? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. In peace I will lie down to sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way, because we have this promise: the Lord is with you. The Lord of peace reign in our hearts today. Amen.
Well, the Lord looked down and saw his people there, tied up and worried and burdened with care. He said, seek first the kingdom and you will see the things that will last for eternity.
Come and lay up in heaven, oh people, lay up your treasures in glory, where nothing in this world can take them away. Oh, listen, people, hear the Master say, come and lay up your treasures in heaven, oh people, lay up your treasures in glory. Your treasures in this world will fade away, but the things of the Lord will last forevermore.
Some people trust in their silver and gold. They put their faith in the wealth they hold. But fortunes will fade and kingdoms fall. So put your trust in the Lord of all.
Won't you lay up your treasures in heaven? Oh, people, lay up your treasures in glory, where nothing in this world can take them away. Oh, listen, people, hear the Master say, come and lay up
your treasures in heaven,
oh people, lay up
your treasures in glory.